We are now ready to begin the RPR jury charge examination. Following is 5 minutes of dictation at 200 words per minute. Ready? Begin. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, you have been sworn as the jury to try this lawsuit. By your verdict, each of you will determine the issues of fact. I will then determine all questions of law and procedure that arise during the trial. Before you retire to the jury room at the end of the trial to deliberate on your verdict and decide the case, I will then explain the law that you must follow and that you must use in reaching your decision. The evidence presented to you in the trial will consist of the testimony of witnesses, as well as items or documents referred to as exhibits. You will be allowed to take the exhibits into the jury room with you to aid in your deliberations. The court officer has given you a pen and paper so that you may take notes during the trial if you wish. If you choose to make notes, you should not attempt to write everything down as you may become so involved in writing the information. You may get distracted from the proceedings. Your notes should only serve as an aid to your memory. However, you are not required to take notes. Should you choose not to take notes, you should rely on your own independent memory of what the testimony was. You should not be influenced by the notes made by other jurors. During the trial, you should keep an open mind and should avoid reaching any conclusions until you have heard all the testimony and evidence, the closing arguments or statements of the attorneys, as well as the law as I give it to you and as it applies to this case. While you must consider all the evidence, you are not required to accept all the evidence as true and accurate. You should decide whether you believe all or a part of what the witness had to say. Just because one party to the lawsuit has more witnesses than the other side, it does not make those witnesses more credible. In choosing if you believe or don't believe any witness, you should ask yourself, did the witness appear to you to be testifying truthfully? Did the witness have any reason not to tell the whole truth? Did the witness have a personal interest in the outcome of the lawsuit? Did the witness seem to have a good memory? Did the witness have the ability to hear or see the things to which he or she testified? You must not discuss the case during the trial at any time among yourselves or with anyone else, nor should you permit anyone to discuss it in your presence. You should avoid reading any newspaper article that might be published about the case. You should also avoid seeing or hearing any TV or radio comments about the trial. Also, you may not speak to me or any of the four lawyers in the case, and we will not speak to you. We are not being unfriendly, but according to the law, we cannot have contact with any juror during this trial. If during a recess you happen to see one of the attorneys and he fails to speak to you or smile at you or acknowledge you in any way, the attorney is not being rude. He is only following state law. Finally, jurors must not visit the scene of the events involved in this lawsuit unless I later instruct you to visit it. From time to time during this lawsuit, I may be called upon to make rulings of law on objections or motions made by the lawyers. Jurors should not infer from any ruling I make or comment I may make that I have an opinion on the merits of the case favoring the plaintiff or the defendant. If a witness is not allowed to answer a question, jurors should not guess or speculate what the answer might have been, nor should they draw any inference from the question itself. During the trial, it may be necessary for me to confer with the lawyers out of your hearing with regard to questions of law or procedure. On some occasions, you will be excused from the courtroom. Hopefully, we will not have many of these interruptions. However, they are important with regard to the case you are here to decide. So I ask your patience if this happens. The trial will proceed as follows. In just a moment, the lawyer for each of the parties will be allowed to make his opening statement to you, telling you what he expects the evidence to prove. The plaintiff's lawyer will then present all the evidence on behalf of his client, and when he is through presenting the evidence, he will rest his case. The defendant's lawyer will then proceed to present the case on behalf of his client. When the defense has rested their case, the plaintiff may be allowed to call witnesses or present more evidence in the rebuttal phase of the trial. The plaintiff goes first and may rebut at the end because the law places the burden of proof on the plaintiff, the person or entity filing the suit. When the evidence part of the trial is over, the lawyers then each have an opportunity to sum up their final arguments to you. I will then instruct you on all the applicable law, and you will retire to the jury room to decide the verdict. As I stated before, the lawyers will now make their opening statements to you, explaining the issues in the case and recounting the facts they think will prove their case. These statements made by lawyers in their opening statements are not evidence and are not to be considered by you as such. It is just their opinion or interpretation of the facts. We will break for lunch at 12 noon. Please pay close attention to the lawyers now as they present their opening statements to you.